Welcome, ladies and perverts, to the My Wife is a Dominatrix podcast. Coming to you from a dimly lit dungeon somewhere in the UK with your hosts, Dan Vandal and his very demanding wife, MP, a real-life dick-punching dominatrix. What's the weirdest thing a dominatrix has ever been asked to do? I wonder. Have you ever dreamed of owning your very own sexy time dungeon? Yes, you have, you dirty boy. Do you have any idea how difficult it is to get a dominatrix out of a latex catsuit? Spoiler alert, it's like wrestling an enraged baby oil covered chimp out of a trash bag. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Join us to find out the answers to all the questions you've never asked yourself, and more, by simply stroking that follow button like a good girl. Now, strap on. I mean, strap in. Lube up. And get ready to be blown away. Take it away, Danny, my man.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and perverts, to the brand new podcast, My Wife is a Dominatrix, and today we are joined by Sasha, the OnlyFans girl.
That's me.
That's you. And, of course, the very beautiful MP.
Hello, motherfuckers.
Really?
Every time.
You need to get much better at doing this.
Hello, motherfuckers. Is that better?
It's loud, is what that is.
Squeaky chair.
Squeaky chair and a loud chair, because it's been drinking Prosecco?
Something like that.
How's your week been?
My week?
Can you?
My week has been busy online, quiet in real life because I'm taking a week off.
Yeah, you are.
I am, for once in my life.
How's
in
that
my
going?
Dom life. Yeah, it's been okay, actually. It's been nice. I've actually been able to do things when I don't normally get to because I'm time restricted and busy getting dressed up and chatting shit and bossing people around. It's been nice to just sort of have this time to chill.
You've been doing some like everyday human stuff, like swimming.
I know, who'd have thought? I was surprised I didn't melt when the water touched me. I'm melting.
This is very true. How about you, Sasha? How's your week been?
How's my week been? My weekend was crazy because I was drunk the whole weekend.
I know,
as usual. I was here drunk a bit. Other than that, it's been quite busy online.
Yeah?
Online's been busy. Lots of Skype calls, lots of Snapchat calls.
Yeah, you do a fair amount of that, don't you?
I do.
Keeps you busy?
It keeps me very busy.
Making some good bank?
Gives me too busy sometimes.
Well, that's good, right?
Yeah, my phone dies in like 4 hours.
Yeah. But you have a real-time job as well, which we won't go into.
I do.
And
yeah,
you've also just ventured into OnlyFans, right?
I have.
How are you finding it?
It's a lot. It's a lot. There's some different people there.
There is, yeah.
There's some different people out there.
It's a lot of hard work, right? I think you put a lot more into it than you do using any other sort of social media platform.
100%. I've got rid of all other social media platforms apart from OnlyFans and Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I can really be myself.
Yeah?
Yes. I can be my naughty sexual self then.
Mm-hmm. Your dirty slutty self,
yes,
you mean,
the
right?
Slut. The slut within.
The inner slut.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that's good though, right? You need to have time for yourself as well as putting time aside for business. And I think social media takes an awful lot away from everyday life, doesn't it? You suffer with that a lot, MP, don't you?
Yeah, all the time. I really suffer badly with it. It takes over, doesn't it?
I
can't do a lot when I'm in dom mode online because it just takes away from everyday things. Like I'll be in the middle of a session and then I'll come out of one. And then I'm straight back in, and it can be really overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
It can be, like, I'll go from doing a real life time session to then going online and doing a session, and then it's just, like, one after the other, and you're just, like, it gets to, like, 11 o'clock at night, and you're like, okay, and that's the day done. I'll see you again tomorrow.
It's the swapping between the being your dirty, slutty self and then talking to Nan on Facebook. I can cope with it. It's too much. I can't do it.
You're just there with a dildo inside you. Oh, Nan! Sorry, wrong call, Nan!
Oh, no, it's that swap over. I find it so hard to do. Like, I have to really zone out where I'm going to, like, talk to my vanilla friends again.
Mm.
And now I think they're starting to be like, gosh, she's a bit of a freak now. Like, I am different.
Yeah. I'm distant. Like, with my friends, I'm very distant. Like, I used to speak to my friends every single day, and now I speak to them, like, once a week. I speak to my submissives every day.
Yeah.
Because I spend most of my day switched on in mm-hmm. dom mode, because mm. I don't really take time off. So I find that difficult. But this week I've been reconnecting with people and stuff, and it's been nice. I just need to work out that balance. And I've been speaking yeah. to another so dominatrix, hard. Really popular one, Miss Tess, online, and she's fantastic. Really well established. I'm doing it 6 years. Very popular. Has some really good subs. Has given me loads of great advice. And she just said, you really need to schedule posts. You need to take more time out for you. Burnout is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just sort of manage your schedule a bit better, because, you know, this isn't always real life. Like, it is part of your life, but yeah. you've got to remember that you've also got a real life.
Mm-hmm.
And that I've really started to close my Twitter inboxes. I've started to shut down other avenues for people to get hold of me, because it was just nonstop. I would switch from app to app to app to app to app. And so now I'm only focused on Twitter and OnlyFans myself, and mm-hmm. sometimes Bet Life. Because not everyone uses Twitter.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are my three main ones at the moment, because otherwise I get too overwhelmed. I'm just forever swapping apps and I forget who I've spoken to. And so I said, if you want to contact me, you go through my OnlyFans or you go through my email on my website and you book a session. And that's
it. So hard. I find it so hard when people are like, oh, Sasha, we had such a good time last time. Do you remember all the stuff we did? You're absolute filth. Let's do it again. I think, I don't fucking know who you are.
No, I have no idea. Who are you?
Who the fuck are you and what did I do?
Oh, get out of my inbox, Nan.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They're like, oh, do you remember me? You're like, oh,
oh yeah, you had such a big, handsome dick.
Such a handsome dick. I don't think there's such a thing as a handsome dick.
Excuse me?
No, there is no such thing as a handsome dick.
Right, so everything you said is a lie now then.
I don't think vaginas are over particularly pretty.
No,
either.
Vaginas look like a piece of squid, but dicks, I feel like... Really,
no, I feel dicks are ugly.
You can get beautiful dicks.
No, mm-hmm. they've got like big bulbousy tops and veiny and the balls and the... No, mm. I don't look at dick and think, oh, that's a beautiful dick. I'm like, whoa, that's a monster.
You've always said my dick was beautiful.
I'm sorry, I lied.
Oh my God, I love dicks.
Well, I'm going to get you a t-shirt for that next time we go out.
I love dick. That'd be a great t-shirt. So do you reckon then that OnlyFans has sort of changed the whole... sex industry almost, you know, the way we consume porn and
yeah
and that
it's
sort of stuff.
Nice in the fact that women can actually start charging on a platform, a bit like AVN though. That's the same similar platform. Mm-hmm. They're both the same sort of thing. I went down the OnlyFans group because it was more popular and I felt like it was easier to use. But as I'm using OnlyFans, I do get a lot of glitches, uploads don't work.
Yeah.
It can be really slow.
It's really slow. I've got lots of friends who are saying you need to get on Admire Me.
Yeah,
if you're British, Admire Me is...
There's loads and loads of different ones that have just come out, so I don't know if OnlyFans is going to forever be a big thing. I know there's a few millionaires on there, but it's a very small percentage that people that actually really make huge, huge money from it. And it's the numbers game. I think that's really damaging to mental health.
Yeah, but then that's the same with all social media though, isn't it? Like it's got to the point now where likes have almost become a currency.
Yeah.
Like people genuinely view likes.
Currency,
they
genuinely
view
validated.
Likes like they do cash in their account.
Yeah,
now.
Like it's validation.
Which is obscene.
But OnlyFans, yeah, it's given women and men a chance to charge for their content as opposed to just putting it all out there and on Pornhub and stuff and it's just free. Although Pornhub you can now people subscribe to you and
yeah
pay
you can monetize things there
so
now.
And that's how it should be. You should be able to monetize. Mm-hmm. I don't think that pornography should be free. I think if you want to indulge in it you should have to pay some sort of fee or service, or you know, these are people who need to make money out of it. People don't come into sex work and think, oh, I'm just going to do this for free. What's the... No,
you could not have told me that at 16.
No, yeah. I mean, everyone's taken photos and videos of themselves when they were younger and they've regretted it. But if you'd made a bit of money on it, it would have eased the guilt
pain. Like, you couldn't have got me at 16 to pay for porn.
No, that's true. Yeah, no.
I was like, all right, what's free? What's big? What's big?
I know. You would literally just watch the crappiest crap, wouldn't you? Like, amateur hour or something. You'd
the
be
most
like, ooh.
Generic porn there is.
100%. Yeah.
But I feel like it's given a better platform to be able to make money from. And you can be yourself as well also on your profile. You don't always have to pretend that you're something that you're not, which is quite fun. You can sort of show your personality in it, which is quite, you know, quite good.
I think it's nice because I, you know, I'm not writing all over my Facebook, God, I'm fucking horny today. Who's up for a bit?
Yeah, you don't look like a massive slapper unless someone
and everyone's like, God, you've seen her from school. Look at her now.
She's a slut. What a bitch.
Oh, just thinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? Where do
but
you?
But now we can charge those people at school who used to be like, "Yeah, let's get a free pic." You're like, "Okay, we'll jump on the OnlyFans."
I know for a fact that I have someone on my OnlyFans that was in my year at school.
Brilliant.
Like, seriously?
I know.
Was it your teacher?
I'm not joking. No. I think a couple of my exes are at my OnlyFans. Yeah. Honestly, there's probably people on there that join, but they never like anything. They just lurk. They just lurk.
Just sit in the dark corner and angrily masturbate.
Like, oh, let that one slip away. Oh, she's the one that got away. She did. But now I can see her online.
So what platforms do you use then to advertise your social media? Advertise your OnlyFans? How are you getting people there?
We were talking about this earlier, how Reddit, I think, is going to be a bit more popular soon.
Reddit's the one, is it?
Reddit is full of crazy Americans who love British pussy. So
really,
yeah, they
British
love it.
Pussy BPs,
yeah. BPs forever. I'm just saying,
bipolar.
That's what you get over in Britain, guys. Just
yeah,
a load of BP.
Depression.
British pussies and bipolar.
Mm. So you just read it then? Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, I get most of mine from Twitter.
Instagram.
Instagram a little bit, and I get some off FetLife. So it's a mix. I don't advertise too much everywhere.
Hmm. See, I've heard this one thing about Instagram is that you can't even use hashtags of OnlyFans or anything that's remotely similar to OnlyFans because they'll just blanket ban you. Or
you can use OnlyFlans.
Or the
only
shadow
friends.
OnlyFriends.
Or they'll shadow
only
ban you.
Here.
But Twitter's fine with it. They don't care, do they? You can put what you want on Twitter, right?
You can post your whole spam purse and the insides and the contents
and
everything.
And they don't mind.
They're just like, no, it's fine.
You can
Although
you
can get shadow
you,
you can get shadow banned, though. You actually can. And there was, not long ago, they were removing people's profiles, like completely removing profiles and everything. If you had a bum or a fanny, that's vagina in England, or like your tits out, then you could get banned from the site and you have to start your account over and over again. So loads of people were locking their social media so that it was more private, so people couldn't access it. Yeah, it was a huge thing a couple of months ago.
I actually know a few girls as well that have private Twitter profiles so they don't get banned.
Yeah.
But then the stuff I see on Twitter, I'm like, how...
I know. Amy showed me a few of the things on Twitter, and I'm like,
was
what
it me?
The fuck?
Every
like,
morning.
We've all seen that now, Sasha. It's got to the point where I've seen enough of your vagina.
Every morning I log onto my Twitter, and I'm just bombarded by pornography. There's transsexuals, there's
Is that
male,
why
male.
Wake up with a boner?
There's just pussy after puss. There's
that can't be healthy though, can it? That shouldn't be the first thing you see when you wake up.
No.
Like you're meant to. I think like for mental health, well-being is. I don't think you should touch social media for the first hour after you wake up.
Yeah, but I sit in bed and I do it, and I'm just like, oh, here
Regardless,
we go.
I don't think you should go on social media.
I don't.
Media.
I go, which one of my subs has messaged me good morning?
Yeah.
He's getting a treat.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, just a little treat, little tease.
Like
no,
what?
I don't,
what
does
he get?
Me.
What's he get?
Nothing, just a cute little picture of me in bed. I'm in my little nightie.
In your night? What are you? 90?
A 90?
I wear sexy 90s,
okay? Oh my God, is there such a thing?
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Well, you know, 1960. You know my look. My look's cutesy, sweet. Yeah. Bare titty. In
bare
nighty.
Titty.
Bare titties.
Bare titties.
Dem titties.
That's ridiculous. Anyway, one of the statistics I read on the OnlyFans website is that 55% of their social media traffic comes from Twitter, which is massive.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's because you can post anything. You can do a preview of you shoving your fingers inside yourself for 2 seconds. You're like, you want to see more? And they're like, log on to this. And they're like,
And anything goes. So you can watch the most weird shit. And even if someone that's not turning someone on, they're fucking intrigued.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I crack an egg on my tits. They're like, I want to see that boil. I want to see that fry.
Oh my God, imagine that out in the sun today. Let's do it. There we go. Great content. Oh my God, that's brilliant.
That would work today, wouldn't it?
That would.
Yeah. What were you, like 26 degrees or something?
Yeah, and I feel like the yolk would be good for your skin.
What about a little avocado mushroom? It's a wholesome
avocado
breakfast.
So your first weeks then, apparently first weeks on OnlyFans is meant to be like your real good. Is it the first week? No,
first month,
sorry.
First month.
It's meant to be your real good month, isn't
Not
it?
Not for me. Must be ugly.
No, my first week was good, but I think that's because, yeah, because you're enthusiastic. You're full of...
beans.
Yeah, you're full of beans. You're like, hey, everyone, who ever wanted to fuck me.
Yeah.
Look, now you can see me on the internet doing things that you wish you could do to me, but I'm not going to let you. But you can watch.
I was like that on cam for my first week. No, I remember my first night on cam. I was so buzzing my tits off that I stayed up all night. I couldn't sleep. I was literally shaking. I was so excited by it.
Really?
And I made like good money overnight. Like, we're hitting the K's. And the first night
over a grand,
yeah, like on my first night. But I think it's because I was so enthusiastic, whereas now I get on there and I think, fuck me,
here we go what sort of weirdo are we gonna get? It's like the Russian roulette.
Or now I just want to find like the easiest underwear I can get off really, really quickly. Whereas back then I was like, oh, let me get the full kit on, watch me take it off.
They don't even care. They're just like, just want to see your fanny and a big fat dildo in it.
Yeah, they're like, put something up there.
Just anything. What have you got near you? Who's that TV remote?
What about a marrow?
Gherkin.
Or gherkin.
So you said a minute ago that OnlyFans it's a bit glitchy and like stuff doesn't upload and stuff sometimes.
Yeah, it's
a bit
so annoying. You can spend like the best part of 10 minutes uploading a video.
Not 10 minutes.
Yeah, a whole 10 minutes. But it's really annoying.
No, I think it's longer. If you're going to upload a video and send it to 30, 40 people, it takes forever.
Yeah, it does. It does. Although sometimes it refreshes and it's gone. And you're like, wow, fuck me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're like, what's that caption I put with that then?
Yeah.
I have to think it all over again.
And it's the fact that they take a percentage as well. And you're like, I'm paying.
Well, anyway, I looked into this. I looked into why it takes so long, you know, why it's a bit glitchy and stuff. Mm. In 2019, they had 60,000 creators on there, which is quite a lot, right?
Yeah.
This year, do you know how many there is?
Oh, God, a million.
Yeah, exactly. There's 1 million creators on there.
Yeah.
And 85 million users.
Wow.
So 85 horny blokes.
Yeah, but it's not all sexual
or blokes
stuff,
that are
is
into
it?
A...
It's not all sexual, though.
It's 95%.
Some people just do, like, gym and music. I've seen someone play a guitar on there, and I was like, they got more fans than me. I'm like, fuck you.
But 85 million's mad.
Yeah.
That's all the people in Canada, Australia, and Kazakhstan.
Those
people
okay
added together.
In perspective, that's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, but people are
looking
just
at your
horny, arseholes. Dirty monsters.
We've all got vaginas and dicks, though. Look, we don't have a lot in common in this crowd, but that is something we do.
Well, that's a lot of people, and that's over. That's in the space of a year and a half.
Yeah,
that's mental, isn't it?
It's because people think it's easy, and people sign up.
No, it's because of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that, but it is. People see other girls doing it, and they're like, "Oh, I could do this. I could do this." Do it for a couple of months, realize it's actually not as easy as they once thought it was.
Yeah,
they're like, "There's only so many times that you can do the same vagina shot."
Yeah, you've got to mix it up. You have to find a niche, I think.
You either have to find a niche, or you have to be particularly very beautiful or very interesting.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be pretty. You've just got to be interesting. You've got to have a personality. If you can be one of the best looking girls in the world and not have a personality, you won't do well, because people aren't interested in a still picture. They want something behind it. They want access. They want interaction. They're paying to interact with you, to say,
yeah,
hey,
right,
baby, have a look at my dick and tell me how big it is. And you're like, it's pathetic. And they're like, yeah, tell me again. And you're like, you've literally paid me $5 for this, for me to berate your tiny penis, sir.
Oh, yeah. So to clarify, you guys both do the opposite ends of the scale when it comes to OnlyFans, right? One of you is a meanie. And the other
Sasha.
One of you is a... I mean, so everyone knows you're a dominatrix, right? Sasha, what do you do on the OnlyFans?
I'm cutesy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dirty. I'm that slut next door.
Yeah.
Do you mean the girl next door?
No, I'm the slut next door.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like the more I'm doing it, the more dominating I'm becoming.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that might be more of a real life thing, though, because the fantasy for me is being the slut.
Yeah.
Being passed around.
Whoa!
You know.
More like a hookah pipe.
Like a hookah.
Pass the doobie.
Jesus Christ. That's
frightening. It's MP. She's having an influence on me. She's making me feel like, right, these men need to be abused now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had enough of their shit. That was it. It's just like, nope.
I'm getting
your
there.
Penis
hun.
Is small. Say it how it is. They're like, can you do a nice dick rating?
I'm like, oh, that's a lovely 3 inches. 5 out of 10. Could do better next time, Poppet. It's disgusting.
Thanks for coming.
Fucking disgusting.
Fucking disgusting.
Did you know?
What?
The average wage of an OnlyFans person. Like the means average wage.
I don't imagine it's that high. If it's you not. Go for a percentage, yeah, it's not going to, for the effort that people put in, I don't reckon it's that high.
It's £145 a month.
Oh, okay, we're doing all right then.
Yeah.
If you're making £145 a month, then you are meeting the average OnlyFans wage.
That's not a lot of money for getting your fanny out.
Mm. Well, I did the maths because I'm weird.
Okay.
And you'd have to spend 20 minutes a day for a month in order to make that £145 minimum wage. That's pretty doable, isn't it? 20 minutes a day?
It's a nice hobby.
Yeah.
That's like a hobby.
Yeah,
if it's like, hobby, I have a really serious job. Right? I earn that's good a little money, topper. But I've got a little kink on the side.
Yeah.
Then it's like...
It's not career changing though, is it? It's not,
it's not career changing.
No.
It's not.
That's a decent night out.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad, is it? 20 minutes a day and you can have like a proper bender at the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
A week.
20 minutes a day?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. See, my value's higher. I'd be like, nah, I wouldn't even put any effort for that. I'm sorry.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Well, I would.
No. Okay, well, you can start your own OnlyFans. Coming to OnlyFans is Dan really Vandal.
Really loud.
Sorry.
Do you need the headphones?
No.
Okay. Right, so on your OnlyFans, you can put Amazon wishlists and stuff on there as well, can't
mm-hmm.
you? How's that going?
Yeah. It's all right. It's fine.
Mine started out really good. So when I started, I was like, right, let's put stuff on here that men want to imagine that you want.
Uh-huh.
So I'm getting some really beautiful dildos. I'm getting like gorgeous underwear, fucking heels up to my fucking ass. Like really, like really sexual things. Now yeah. I've got like a fucking air fryer on there, a toasty machine. Like,
this is the shit I really want. Yeah, I've got a camera like, on there, a yeah. GoPro, yeah. bits for my bike. I'm like, how about we actually get the things that I need now?
Yeah.
Because I'm so sick of putting on all this underwear. Okay.
Rather than stuff that just goes in and around my fanny, I also need some new handlebars for my motorbike.
Yeah. Yeah. I started
But
off
then
like
the
that.
Good subs like that. They want to look after you.
Mm.
They want oh, you that's to have true. A good time.
Yeah,
in life, right? They want you to have a good toasty. They want you to make your chips really white, nice. You know what I mean? Like,
they do.
These are important things.
Please send Sasha a air fryer machine immediately.
You're really angling for that toasty, aren't you?
Look, guys.
Send me a toasty, and I'll show you my fanny.
That's what you can do on cam next. You could do a little campaign. We'll show fanny for toasties.
Well, I will.
I'm not even ashamed.
No, as long as it's something really like posh, like a posh toasty.
Oh, like a Breville.
Mm.
Yeah, not like an Asda one. Like no, you want like a Breville toasty.
100%. Like when I put my air fryer on there, it was like the best air fryer I could find.
Is it a Philips one? I've got two.
Have you?
I do, yeah.
Oh, maybe
very
right,
good.
I need to get on that in a bit.
Get on that. Give you a go. I'll let you have a go on it.
Oh dear.
You can have a go on that after you've used the fuck machine. You can earn yourself a go on my air fryer.
Fine. Well, look, 20 minutes a day for a month and you can buy your own one.
Yeah, I know. But things come up. You end up spending so much money on stuff to make material as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, underwear. Like, you get stuff bought for you, but at the same time, you go on a shopping trip and you're in Asda and you're like, oh, this underwear. Oh, Primark. All this dress. Mm. All this. And then you're like, oh, shit. There goes all of the money that I have just made.
Sometimes I try to go budget though. I'll go around Asda and be like, oh, that aubergine. Oh, that cucumber.
Oh, that mango.
How long does it take to get paid from OnlyFans? Is it like a monthly thing or what do you have to do? Do you have to like drag it out yourself or what?
You have to earn over a certain amount. I think it's $250.
Doll hairs.
And then you can withdraw it manually and put it into your bank. But it does take up to a week, so 5 to 7 days. Sometimes they're super quick and it can be
Oh,
like
so you can pull
days.
It out whenever it gets over 250.
I think you can pull it out less.
Really?
But you have to set it so that I'm you can pull it out less.
You carry on talking, I'll check.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. That's fine.
I'm very money hungry, so as soon as it's available, it's on my account.
Cock hungry as well. Right, so I forgot what I was going to say now. Yeah, so like ease of using the site and the amount of time and effort you have to put into compared to what you get out of it. Would you say
everyone
it was worth
has
doing?
Their own niche? I don't feel like my niche is OnlyFans. My niche is Skype calls, Twitter interaction.
And
like,
do you advertise that stuff on your OnlyFans?
And then come.
Minimum withdrawal, sorry, it's $20.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I totally messed that one up.
You fucked that real bad, didn't you?
I did.
Sorry, OnlyFans people. She didn't mean it.
Really sad if you were just drawing out $20. You're like, oh, all right then.
Why? Yeah. Everyone's got to start somewhere.
Oh, man.
Man.
Carry on. Sorry.
Yeah, what were we saying? Oh, yeah, I was asking, yeah, like effort and time that you put into compared to what you get out of it. Is it worth it? And you said, no, I'm like a cam whore or something. I've got...
mm-hmm, that's exactly what I said.
I zoned out.
I'm a big fat slut.
No, I just like having that interaction with another person.
What, like face-to-face? Well, face-to-face, live,
cam,
I guess.
Cam to them typing or when they're on cam back.
Yeah.
That's how I get my kicks. So I think that shows. People know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he's like, gosh, she is actually a bit interested. It's like, well, yeah.
Where do you advertise that stuff? On Twitter and stuff?
Twitter. And on camming, sometimes people will be like, oh, have you got social media? And I'm like, yeah, here's my Twitter. Then they'll see I do it privately. I can't like advertise it on.
What was the other thing you said? Cam it?
Camming.
She does adult work as well.
Yeah.
You do it on adult work. So yeah. She'll go on the adult work cams, won't you? And then try and drip feed.
And then sometimes if you get a good right, one, then they're like, oh, I really enjoyed that. Have you got any fans? And then.
Yeah. Do you get like a 5-star rating on Yelp if you do it well?
No, you have reviews on that, well, don't you?
Yeah, you have reviews. Yeah, I don't.
Oh, right. So you can just put on there like Sasha, lovely accent, wonky fanny, 3 out of 10.
Yeah, something like that. But generally,
side smile.
More.
Drips up at the side.
No,
funny goes sideways. Lovely girl though.
Oh my god, it looks like a punch lasagna.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, you can, but then. It can be, like, you can have a really dodgy person that leaves you a bad review and it can muck everything up.
Yeah, 100%. I had someone on there, actually, a few weeks ago, and he just put, boring as fuck.
Did he actually?
I was like, you're fucking boring as fuck. I spoke to him for, like, 3 seconds. I was like, what, because my fucking legs weren't spread above my head when you clicked on me? I was boring.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's brutal, wasn't it?
Rude. Yeah, people are rude.
Maybe you should have done, like, a balloon trick. A magic trick. That should be your opening act. Like, ba-da!
Yeah.
Here's a pigeon that's come out of a hat.
Do you think I'm boring now?
Suddenly produce a dachshund blow up animal.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Vagina origami.
Out of your vagina. Vagina balloon animal art.
That's one of the only fans. We need to get on that.
We do.
That's a niche.
That is
That's definitely a niche.
That's a category.
I mean, they do the puppetry of penis. We could do the ballooning of the pussies.
Yeah.
That'd be a thing.
This is, yeah.
Oh, this is taking a really
balloons
weird turn.
Filled up with queef. I'm not sure anyone's going to want to play with that.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
There's a market for everything, Dan. Someone
no, I don't want to. I don't want to think about that right now.
Okay.
That's already making my stomach turn. You started doing some camming. Am I saying it right? Camming.
Camming.
Yeah, you started camming. Doing some camming.
I do. Yeah, a little bit. Not like Sasha. No. Yeah. I don't get my fanny out. So.
All right.
Yeah, but you do the.
Yeah, you're proud of that.
You do dominatrix. Yeah.
Yeah, that it's more likely them to get their fannies out.
And also, then no, for the record, they often don't get to the stage where you get your vagina out.
Okay.
Because they're just so
excited
by like the thought of you stripping off, getting to think back, and they're like, they're fucking gone.
Really?
Jizz. Yeah. Do you ever see them jizz?
All the time. I see jizz a lot in a day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I live a milky world.
Right, so talking schematics then. When this jizz part happens.
Yeah.
Where does it go?
On their hands.
No, he means like, okay.
Yeah, no, like where does it go? Like,
yeah, it can go one of two ways. It can go, they literally just hang up as soon as they
no,
come.
No, he means no, where does the jizz go?
I literally mean where does the jizz go?
Oh, where does it go?
Oh, right, yeah.
Like in their hands, on their stomachs, that. And then they suddenly be like, thanks, boom, and they just go.
I worry that it would get in my keyboard.
No,
they don't do it on their own computer. They're doing it on their phone. They're laid in bed.
Yeah, they're laid in bed.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I'm thinking like when I've got camera cap. What? I've got what? Camming. When
no
I've got
really
camming in my head, I thought
desk.
It was like a setup like we have with
no,
the webcam and all
you,
that.
Just because you sit there and wank on your computer doesn't mean that's not what everyone else does.
I don't wank. That's what I've got you two for. I have this thing here. I assume that everyone else had the same sort of.
No.
And they're sat there jerking off onto their keyboards.
No.
Okay. It's a stomach jobby.
Yeah, it's always a stomach jobby, and I get my guys to eat theirs up. That's the thing that they do, isn't it? That's what it's coming instructions. I'm like, they're like, please don't, and I'm like, if you don't do it now, you'll never speak to me again. They're like,
yeah, but don't you find a lot of them request it, but they don't follow through?
Yeah.
They want to eat their cum, and then they get the post-cum clarity, and they're like, fuck that shit.
They're like, I'm out. Boop.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's haunting. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, but look, everyone has a different kink.
Yeah.
We have to be open to everything.
No.
Yeah. We have to be open to people eating. No. I can't lie. I want to watch it. I want to see it. No one's ever followed it through with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, have you got to come to my session?
Yeah.
You did. You saw it the other day. You came in on my session.
Yeah, he did.
What are you talking about? You saw it in real life.
Yeah, I know. And
She jumped in a session with me. And
when was that? Last week?
Yeah, last week.
Last weekend? No, the week,
yeah.
Last week.
And she actually saw the cum being eaten. Yeah.
Yeah, he had no regrets either. He was starving by the looks of it.
He's a nice fella. Nice fella.
This was the skinny fella from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From somewhere. Yeah.
From somewhere.
Somewhere abroad.
Yeah, I can't think where. Somewhere Mediterranean or something, wasn't it?
Real nice
he
guy.
He was really lovely.
He was.
He was so sweet.
He was very sweet while he was sucking and deep throating on her massive dildo. Whilst I'm rogering him up the arsehole.
I was quite mean to him though, wasn't I?
You were.
I mean, I tried.
I know. It was
I
so
mean,
funny.
I wasn't smack him in the head, black dildo mean like that all the time. But I.
That was so funny.
Oh, yeah. You two have done a couple of sessions now, right?
Three.
Three?
Yeah, we've done three now together.
Are they fun?
The first one, no.
Awful.
First one, I felt really bad for putting you in that situation. The first one, he was he's someone I see quite often, and he's a bit of a public whore. He loves public humiliation, things like that. And he wanted to be like a bit extreme and things like that. And then decided halfway through he didn't really want to be extreme, and it was a bit weird. And he nutted, and then he's always a bit weird. So he comes.
This is the creepy guy, isn't it?
Yeah, oh he God, always so comes,
creepy.
And then
so creepy.
He like doesn't talk, and then he'll literally run.
Mm.
And you're like, okay, bye.
No, it was when you were like, time. I was like, is he coming? Yeah, he's at the front door naked.
So oh, I'm yeah, like, he turned
okay,
up naked.
All right, you know, each to their own. You don't want to bother with taking his clothes off in front of us.
Yeah.
This was your first real life session,
yes,
as well,
it
wasn't
was.
It?
And then afterwards, I was
such
so
a bad one.
I
be your
was
first.
So freaked out afterwards. I was meant to go to an appointment after. I had to cancel, didn't I?
Oh
I had
God,
to stay
yeah, yeah.
Here.
You
I was shaking. My
but then we did,
adrenaline was yeah. crazy. He was a bad one.
But then we did the other guy, the fireman, and he was lovely.
Yeah, he was
real
nice
guy. And then we've done another real nice guy.
So and he was fit.
Yeah,
he was a fit guy.
Yeah, the subs come in all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm. From all walks of life as well.
Yeah. Mm. But he, that was a particularly weird one. He acted.
Cried.
He acted really poorly.
He
afterwards.
Cried afterwards.
He cried.
Was, yeah, and he was like, "I didn't want you guys to do that."
But
and
he
I was
did.
Like, but you came.
Yeah, he came at the same time. I think he was overwhelmed. And she spent half the session beating him with a big black cock, which was hilarious because we keep watching it back on the video.
Have you got a video of it?
Yeah, for her birthday I'm gonna make a little montage of her just repetitively.
I think I'm gonna have to start an OnlyFans.
He touched
and
me
put...
on the ass. He needed punishing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to start an OnlyFans and put all the clips that we talk about on my OnlyFans.
That'd be brilliant.
Just so people can see it, like a free OnlyFans.
And like when you do your weird peg faces, that make
oh no, don't
so good.
I took a video.
Oh yeah,
I took a video the other day and
when MP's in the moment.
My pegging face. Is back and they are just horrendous. They're the worst things I've ever seen. How do people look sexy when they're doing it?
Practice.
Let me show you, honey.
Okay, well, I'll practice on Sasha now.
Yeah, you make some
your
god awful faces.
I do. Like I'm gurning. I'm like.
Yeah, quite funny though.
It is.
It's off your nut.
You're like you strained a muscle.
I
do. You pulled a hamstring.
It's actually not easy. I feel for guys. It's quite a lot of manoeuvring.
Yeah.
Finding the hole, getting in the hole, making sure it's positioned right. Sometimes it slips out.
Sometimes it's the wrong hole.
Oh my God. in our session the other day, I put a butt plug up in the vibrating one and it kept falling out. It went, and then you could just hear on the floor going,
no, and you were going, don't let that out. Put that back in.
Is
you looked at me and you go, is it out?
I thought, fucking, I don't know. He's
like, I can't
he's just
tell.
Here sucking my cock.
He's just here sucking my cock. I can't even see around him.
I was like, where's it gone? It's gone. It's not in his bum anymore.
No. Oh,
that was fun.
We have said we need to come up with our code words.
Yeah, we need some code words.
Code words?
Or just like code faces, like the dildo's falling out his ass or
yeah.
Or he's shit on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Right,
oh,
I'm with you.
Switch, do this, do that. You know, like swap. You're in an operation,
yeah.
Like go, eyes on me, that sort of stuff. We need to come up with like a little...
I mean,
so
we're
can
pretty
communicate.
Seamless together anyway, but
yeah.
It could be
so you need some military hand gestures, don't
yeah.
you? That's what you need.
Like, That's me doing a wanking gesture because I forgot that we were talking on the podcast and not in real life. So I'm just
jerking off for our American listeners.
There you go.
That's what you need.
So yeah.
What's your safe word?
Oklahoma. People are like, why? I'm like, there's no other word like it.
Exactly.
There you go.
Is it really?
Yeah.
We didn't tell me the fucking safe word. When, no. Oh, mate.
You don't need the safe word.
He didn't need it.
You'll just cry.
Yeah.
No.
Right, so what are some of the worries you have about OnlyFans?
That people I know are going to see it.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Like family and friends?
Yeah, but I don't care about my family.
You don't worry too much.
Fuck you.
You don't worry too much about that, do you?
Not really. To be fair, I haven't got that much out there. It's generally me fucking other people and not me being fucked, so it's less sort of stigma and shame for me, I feel, because I'm generally quite clothed, and to be fair, a lot of people are seeing my titties anyway.
But that's just a societal stigma, isn't it?
I don't worry too much because I am quite open about my life. Whereas you're not.
How do you feel, Sasha?
I have told some of my friends, not all of my friends.
What if Granny Doris accidentally stumbled upon
more my family. I don't want to offend my family. At the same time, if all my friends found out, they'd be like, well, you are the most naked person I know. I don't think even... I think every single one of my friends' husbands has seen me naked. Dan, you saw me naked the first time we met.
I've seen you naked so many times, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, I've lost count.
I just am a really naked person. I'm very comfortable. And even I think my family kind of do know that. I went on a night out a few weeks ago. My mum phoned me up. She said, your brother's not speaking to you. I said, oh, why?
I think because I know why.
You got your tits out in the fucking pub in front of all of his mates, and he came to pick them all up, and they're all ripping it out of him. Wow. What can I say? It's who I am.
What can I say? Here's another one. www.onlyfans/sashadarling.com. You should have gone round. You should have taken them out and then written them on your tits, so all the lads have been like, oh, quick, sign up.
I did make
a joke of that
good
on promotion. The night out.
Good promotion.
One of the guys was like, you're looking really good. And I was like, oh yeah, look at my OnlyFans. He's like, you don't do that. I was like, no.
Yeah. No.
Not me.
I send you trial link. Sign up. That's how you get them.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
You just write it on your forehead.
On a night out, just wear a t-shirt. You want to see more?
I did do that on a night out the other day, to be
you
fair.
Should.
Yeah.
You could just put /Sasha
They were like young guys, and they were flirty, and I was like, you've got no chance, but I will take your money. I will have your student loan, love.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I will ruin your trust fund, little boy.
Little boy.
Right. So... I need a couple of tips. I say a couple. I need more than a couple.
Here we go. Way!
How about quads? Way!
We're terrible together.
Boobies everywhere. So I need a few tips then for somebody that's going to start up an OnlyFans. What are you going to tell them?
Be bold. Be brave. Have fun. Make sure your personality stands out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do not be afraid of dicks in your inbox.
Yeah, you're going to get them left, right, and centre.
That's not tips. That was like a motivational speech from every guy I've known that's ever been to the gym. They're like, oh, you want to know how to get muscles like me? Go to the gym every day. Never give up. Don't stop stopping. Never look back. Always move forwards. Don't take a day off. Don't die. Eat chicken all the time. And then your muscles get big.
Live to laugh, love.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want like actual tips. Like, I'm starting OnlyFans today. What should I do?
Invest in some good outfits.
Shave your pubes.
Some people like pubes. Consistency is the key. That's what I found. You have to make quality content. You can't just post a picture of your kebab up and put, it's my vagina.
They
want a little bit more. They want some chat. So be interactive. Post 2 or 3 times a day.
Is it still three times a day? Is it? That's still the thing?
No, I can't be bothered. No.
Not 3 times a day?
But definitely every day. I post... something
at least
every
once
day.
A day.
Yeah. Whether it's a picture of me, my ass, my titties,
picture
of my lips with a bit of spit on it. Something. There's always something, or a video. Don't give everything away for free, but there's got to be incentives for the subscription, because you can sell stuff in the inbox. But at the same time, they want a little bit more. You know, they're paying money
or something that's relevant to that day.
Yeah.
So it's like, today it's fucking hot. here's me outside, spread eagle.
With an egg on me.
With an egg frying. On me. Frying. Or like...
Or it's hot, I've got a bikini.
We've just gone into lockdown. Who's watching Tiger King? Here I am dressed as Carol Baskin with
my Carol Baskin. Oh my God, we should have done that. That would have been brilliant.
You know, it just has to be relevant to the time. And then people are like relating. They're like, oh, that's real time. That's happening. That is that is someone I can relate to.
Pictures of you 3 years ago that are grainy and blurry and...
And he's like, you took that on Bebo.
You're like, oh.
So what I'm taking from this then is be an actual person.
Yeah.
Be like a real life human that people can interact with.
And be consistent.
Personality.
Yeah. Consistency.
Boobies.
Mm-hmm. Consistency.
Dressing up.
Yeah.
Consistency.
I'll say it again.
What was the other one?
Consistency.
Consistency. That's it.
And
that's
networking.
All I need.
Networking.
Wet networking.
But you got to be careful who you network with, because Sasha did actually advertise a transvestite on us and had no idea.
She
had no idea. She did a share for share.
I don't understand.
So you can share other people's profiles on yours.
Wait, I really looked into this and I don't actually think they were a transvestite. I think they were just a very strange looking female.
Oh, androgynous. That's what they're called, androgynous.
Well, fucking one of them.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what it was. But yeah, I can see where you got the confusion.
But you need to do your research of people that you're going to share their profiles with. Don't just share any Tom, Dick and Harry. Do share people that are relevant to you.
Yeah.
So you get the same sort of subs that are into the content that you would do. Make sure that your content is... Make sure that you're trying to cater to everyone's content. Like, don't make people feel isolated. You want to become a community almost. It's a community... because you're interacting, it's community, you know, it's like a community. You're building up your own little community of followers. It's like when you're on Twitch, people like the game that you're playing,
people like
your personality. It's very much the same as on OnlyFans. They want to see that personality, they want to see that genre, that fetish, that, you know, that niche that they're into.
So it's all about finding a niche then and then interacting with
your
people. Yeah,
or lots of little niches that you're happy to do as long as it's not too overwhelming. And just every now and then, give drip feeding a little bit to everyone. Like, everyone, here's a couple of crumbs. Each have a little bit of crumbs. If you want more, pay me for more. I'll make a custom. But it's keeping everyone happy, but at the same time making it manageable for you so that you can still do it and stay slightly enthusiastic.
Also, don't do anything you don't want to do.
Yeah, don't be pushed to do that, because no amount of money that's worth it, unless you're going to give me 2 million and I might consider shitting in your mouth.
Really?
For 2 mil, I would, mate, yeah.
Jesus. Would you?
Yeah, for 2 mil, yeah, I'd plop one right out. But not for 2 grand.
Dan, would you film that for us?
I don't think I can.
Come on then, mate, open up.
Well, I think I'm busy that
day. Why does
he act
like it's such a hardship when he's filming? He's like, oh God.
You have no idea how difficult
exhausting.
That is.
Oh my God, these fucking lesbians.
I'm not American.
Oh my God, look at them with the vaginas all wet and juicy. It's so difficult. Oh my God.
It's very difficult.
The other day we got drunk and he's like, I really hate it when you're all drunk and horny. I was like, yeah, it must be a real hardship for you when we're all loose goose.
It is, yes.
Sorry, Dan.
Yes. It is relatively difficult.
Oh, it must be so hard. What, for you to not stick your penis in us?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's why it's difficult. I thought you were just saying you were having a bad time.
No, it's that difficult because of that scenario.
Oh.
Don't think you girls understand.
No.
No, you don't.
No.
Have you got any funny stories? You got any funny OnlyFans stories for us? Sasha?
Oh, my God. One of her cam stories, MP. She... That guy that beat himself up.
Oh. Bless him. I speak to him like twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
He is... What do I speak to him on? I speak to him on Skype. Met him on Twitter. Speak to him on Skype. He likes to beat the living shit out of himself by instruction.
Wait, what? What? He beats himself up?
So he gets naked.
Uh-huh,
and
of course.
Obviously.
That's the only way to beat yourself up. Can't do it clothed. You look like a right idiot.
And then he gets different pairs of shoes. But I always do think, I don't think they're his shoes. They're huge shoes. They're like size 12 trainers. Like,
right.
Like 12, 30 trainers. And then we do countdowns where he beats himself in the bollocks with a rock on the whole fucking time. So fair play to him. He fucking loves it. He just beats the shit out of his cock and balls. And
he wants to do it in the face, doesn't he?
He said to me, oh, can you bust my face up? Can you please instruct me to bust my face up? And I think, oh, what's your mum going to say, mate? Because you look young.
Really?
No, he must be like 21, 22.
But it's like, what's he saying? What's he going into work and saying? Like, it was a cupboard. It's the cupboard.
That's a bit weird,
isn't
it?
He's doing it to himself. He's domestically violencing himself.
But we do
himself.
These calls twice a week.
Is this a normal kink? Is this a normal kink?
Never comes.
No, he doesn't come. No, he doesn't even wank off. He just beats the shit out of himself. And then afterwards, I'm like, right, I'm going to go now, and you're going to fucking beat yourself off thinking about how much that hurt and how much I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm. I'm very confused. I've got a couple of questions.
Okay.
Firstly, where the fuck is he getting these shoes from?
I don't know. I feel like they're his dad's.
Well, Jesus. I've got more questions.
Where is this shoe from, Ronald McDonald?
Do you know what? He's literally messaged me while we've been sat here.
And no, he hasn't.
Can you ask him where we get the shoes from right now whilst we're live in the podcast?
Okay, brilliant.
So, you know those shoes you use to beat your balls with?
So funny.
Where are they from and what size are they?
Oh my god. How are you? Extra beats next time.
Yeah, he didn't speak to me for a day. So
do you want to kill me?
What kind of shoes are they? Are they like brogues or like trainers?
Do you really want to see my demise? What's demise mean?
Demise.
My ending. Like, do you really want to see?
Yeah.
So he wants you to like literally beat him to death. Yeah. Beat him to death.
Look, and then he says, I love you so much.
But he's saving you the job. See, I have to beat people. He's doing it himself.
It's like going to Tesco's.
And using the self-checkout, and you're doing their job, and you're like, hey, yeah, hang on a minute. Who's getting paid here?
Yeah.
That's sneaky.
They said, how are you? And I said, disappointed that I haven't beaten you up yet this week.
Uh-huh. P.S. Where are those shoes from?
P.S.
What about you, MP? Have you got any funny ones?
No, not really this week. I'm having a hiatus.
Brilliant. And that's the end of the podcast.
Oh, sorry. No, not really. Not to know. No, but actually, there is a guy who... I cammed with, and he was dressed up as a full gimp. And when I mean full gimp, he couldn't even talk because he had like a mouth gagging.
Yeah, all the time.
And it was just, I didn't really know what to do. Like, I was like, where is this going? And
what, you're both on like FaceTime?
Yeah, but he couldn't talk or move or anything because he was all bound and gagged. And yeah, I think he just wanted me to watch. I just abused him. I was just like, look at you, you pathetic little gimp.
But I always find they don't last very long. They come really quickly.
Yeah, super quick.
Because they're so fucking hot in all this gear they've got.
Yeah,
they're sweating their tits off. It's like, if you don't come soon, your dick's going to drop off.
Take them like 45 minutes to get into the gear.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth the wank. But I get them a lot, or like dressed up, or I just get sissies.
I love sissies.
Yeah, I love sissies because they just really want to impress you. The way they got their stockings on, and I think fair play to you. It's hard work.
Yeah,
what, I hate putting stockings on.
Yeah, stockings. I rep them all the time.
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan.
No.
What, putting them on?
Putting them on.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's had to put enough on me. So
I feel like I can rule the world in stockings.
They look great.
They're great. They look incredible, but having to put them on somebody is an absolute fucking nightmare.
But they're so proud, the sissy boys, when they've got all their stockings on, they've got their dress on, they're feeling all
girly,
and they're feminine. Like, how beautiful am I? And I'm like, well, you're probably not, but I'm like, oh my God, you look so beautiful. Mm. You look like an angel. Now get your cock out.
Get your delightful little girl's cock out. Get your tiny little clit out, darling.
Your tiny little lady lamp.
Lady lamp.
You are... You did one the other day where the guy was like, his wife was in the same room or something. When I say the other day, it was weeks ago. He was in the same room as his wife and you were just talking to him on the phone.
Oh, yeah. He was in the same room as his wife and I was just abusing him down the phone. I was like, you're a filthy little fuck.
That was so weird.
Your wife is right there. I know she's there. I can hear her. Do you reckon she could hear me if I shouted really loud? I'm going to shout really loud. I'm going to tell her what a dirty little pervert you are. He's like, play it. And you could just hear him go... As like,
you know they're on the other side of the sofa with the blanket wrapped around them. There's a film on. They're both pretending they're
wanks.
Deep in Netflix.
Yeah.
And he's actually just cumming himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just making an absolute splooge mess.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dirty
sticky
buggers.
Blanket.
Right, Sasha. Mm-hmm. Did you want me...
Pardon?
Full stop. The end. Question mark. Did you want me to get your OnlyFans out on the podcast here? See if we can get you some followers your way?
Why not?
What am I going to get out of this deal?
Wow. You can be our photographer for my fried eggs if you like.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Get on that field of fried eggs.
Busy that day again.
No, you are going to do our motorbike shoot with us soon.
Yeah, I can do that.
You're going to drive the motorbike.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a bitch on back.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we can sort that out.
Mm-hmm.
We can come to an agreement.
Yeah.
So what I'll do then, guys, if you want to go and follow... old Sasha here. You can find her on OnlyFans at onlyfans.com/Sasha Darling. Is that right?
Hang on, I don't even know myself. It's Sasha-Darling99.
onlyfans.com/Sasha-darling99. Mm-hmm. And if you message her saying Daniel Vandal sent you,
she will show you a picture of her pussy.
Oh, that's a result. That's one for the lads, isn't it? Yeah. I reckon.
Yeah. Free dick ratings for all.
MP, you giving out your OnlyFans? You keeping it a secret until your big reveal?
No, it's secret.
You're keeping it a secret.
I need to. I'm okay.
You're saving it for your big reveal.
Yeah, I will do when I transform into my next venture.
Yeah, this is the thing. We're still currently looking for a unit to do all this from, to do our podcasting
as
from.
As in an industrial unit, not as in a person unit.
Yeah, not like a great big fat person. And then I think once we get over there, we're going to set up video podcasting and...
Yeah, and then you'll get to see my tremendous face. In a gas mask.
Yeah.
So I'll be like...
You'll get to see MP gimped up whilst doing a podcast. From the new studio. Anyway, that is it from me, Sasha and MP. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Bye.
Peace out.
Jesus Christ. If you want to message over any questions, go and find me over at the Dan Vandal on Instagram or head to the website danielvandal.com. And until next week, stay sassy
and kinky.
Ta-ta.